Friday.
Light it up, baby.
Hey.
Jesus, criminy.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
This is Dale Murphy.
My two-man Randy Savage.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Everett.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, everybody? Believe it or not, it's another Friday.
It is.
My favorite Friday of the year.
Because it's the 13th?
Absolutely. Friday the 13th is outstanding. Jason will be coming out of the woods.
Yeah.
You know, looking for more people to murder. We have a very
is that different than murder?
Yes.
Okay.
We have a very cool Audio Technica product that we're going to be talking about here momentarily with Steve Savanu. First and foremost, I have a question for Ed back at the main complex, if Ed is available. All right. What I need to know from you so that I don't get thrown off the station forever, what is the most derogatory word name I can use legally on the air without getting in trouble?
Wow. You're really swinging for the fence.
Scumbag's pretty good.
Scumbag?
Yeah.
Can I say the jack in the rear end thing?
Well, a jackass is a form of a horse.
Okay, so I can say
yeah.
Scumbag, douchebag. Maybe not, I can't say that.
Now that you've already said it.
Any other word that I can use to call Dwayne Wade? Anything else other than those three?
What did he do?
This jackass... You know.
Oh, let me tell you.
Yeah, let me tell you. You know, Ed, back at the main studio, anybody who's ever listened to this show knows that I get in altercations, arguments, whatever, with media in press boxes during the playing of the national anthem.
Fact.
Correct?
Yeah.
This scumbag continued to shoot warm-up shots during the Canadian national anthem.
He what? I'm sorry, what was he doing?
He was shooting.
Oh, during the anthem?
During the Canadian national anthem.
Oh, that's just disrespectful.
In Toronto.
In Toronto.
That's just disrespectful.
It's awful. It's awful. And like a lot of people have said, what would happen if Steve Nash shot warm-up shots during the American national anthem?
Somebody would probably go shut him down.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But we haven't heard a whole lot about this. Dwayne Wade responded. He wasn't aware. He was in a zone. He has a tradition that he does. He's the only moron shooting. Hmm. Everybody else is at least somewhat paying attention. Now, I don't say that Dwayne Wade or any other American needs to, because I would not put my hand over my heart or whatever during another country's national anthem, but at least I show the respect that you're supposed to do that they deserve. God, it pissed me off to no end. It bothered me so much. Didn't we talk about it on Wednesday night?
We did. We actually spent a decent amount of time on it.
Unbelievable. All right.
I would think the NBA will fine him. I would hope.
Yeah, you would hope, but let's be honest. What can you fine Dwayne Wade? What can you fine LeBron James that it matters?
$20 million.
Okay. All right.
$20 million.
If you fine him $20 million, then I'm okay with
it. You heard it here first, folks.
There you go. I'm okay with a $20 million fine.
Or better yet, have them sing the Canadian national anthem at the next event. Okay. They have to learn it and sing it as a punishment.
Okay. Let's get it off to the commissioner.
Get right on it.
You know what I really wanted to happen? I wanted, and it wouldn't have shocked me, to be honest, if the Canadians didn't allow them into the country. It sounds stupid, but do you know that if you have a drug, if you have a felony, if you have anything on your record, you can't get into Canada? They stop you at customs and tell you, see ya.
I did not know that. I think they would probably not utilize their resources to find that out if he did.
What resources?
What do you mean?
The government types it in like you bang on your computer.
Right.
They bang it into the computer. Dwayne Wade cannot enter the country.
So what if it's a different Dwayne Wade that pops up?
I told you, I got stopped at customs.
That's why I'm saying it.
Well, then I guess every Dwayne Wade that wears number 3 that plays for the Miami Heat can't come in.
Now, but every Dwayne Wade, regardless if they play for the Heat, regardless if they wear number 3, they would be
questioned
too.
Hey, like I told you, I got questioned coming into Canada. Mm-hmm. Randy Harris, 6'7", black man out of New York, was wanted for murder.
Yep.
I got held up 2.5 hours. Hold up Dwayne Wade. If nothing else, hold up every Dwayne Wade so that they're all so pissed that they hunt Dwayne Wade down. I'm okay with it. I'm okay with it.
Nice.
All right. The only other thing that I'm going to throw out, and Steve Savanu coming up momentarily.
Okay.
I just got a press release. This is the first time, to the best of my knowledge, that I received a press release for an event that is going to happen April 8th.
Okay.
April 8th.
That already happened?
No, April 8th next year.
Okay.
It just came today. April 8th next year.
They must be really wanting to get the word out.
How cool is this? Now, you're too
Depends
young.
Depends on what it is.
Well, this is cool. You're not going to care.
Okay.
Because you're 14 and a half years old.
Okay.
But anybody that remembers one of the greatest, two of the greatest fighters of all time, Marvin Hagler and Sugar Ray Leonard.
I know that one. I definitely know that
one. Do me a favor. Promise me by next Friday, you can YouTube, Google something, and look up Marvelous Marvin Hagler from Brockton, Massachusetts. A bad you-know-what. So 30 years ago, whatever 30 from 2017, Marvin Hagler and Ray Leonard fought.
So this is Hagler Leonard 2.
This is Marvin Hagler Jr. will be taking on Ray Leonard Jr. April 8th, 2017, in Atlantic City, 30 years to the day of their famous father's memorable memorable fight.
Huh.
And who's promoting it? Larry Holmes.
I'm assuming he was somebody's manager. Sorry.
All right, we need to do some producing off the air, not on the air. You don't know who Larry Holmes is?
Nope.
Wow.
Is that another name I need to look up?
Yeah, it would be nice.
Okay.
It would be nice.
More importantly, I would like to wish you a happy Top Gun Day. Because that is what today is.
Today's Top Gun Day? What is that?
It was, what was it, 86? So 30 years ago today.
Oh, Top Gun came
out? Top Gun was released.
I have the need. For Speed. That was a pretty cool movie.
One of the 6 you've seen.
No, I'm one of the 7. I've seen seven.
You had to take your shoes off for that.
But now Top Gun's not eligible for the list when and if we do the list. Anytime
because
I tell you.
Is
yeah,
it like a
you,
Hall of Fame? It has a certain limitation after so many years it's not eligible?
No, it's one, once I admit on air a movie that I've seen.
You can't use it.
It can't be used in the list of name 10 movies, and if I've seen 7, you win.
Gotcha. Okay.
I just don't think that's fair.
All right.
So that's why we throw all the Rockies out.
Hoosiers. Star Wars New Hope.
I don't know what that is.
That's the first one that ever came out.
That's what it's called, New Hope? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
No. And Mighty Ducks.
And Mighty Ducks. Quack, quack.
Have you ever seen the Mighty Ducks?
I've seen all of them.
That's the best movie. That's one of the greatest movies of all time. Gordon, stop quacking. Quack, 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 Mr. Ducksworth. Come on. Fantastical.
That's
the
great.
Tampa Bay Lightning tickets went on sale yesterday or today at 2 o'clock.
Playing the Penguins. What do you think for that series?
Do you feel bad for Washington? Coming in at the number one seed. You know, I wanted Oshie to do well. You know, the Olympian hero and all that kind of stuff. He gets traded there. So I was kind of rooting for him just because of him. You know, I'm not an Alex Ovechkin guy, and I'm not I don't really care. But if I pick and choose guys that I do care about, just because of what Oshie did for this country, who probably stood still during the national anthem, I was rooting for him. But I really don't care Washington, Pittsburgh. It don't matter. I'll root for the Lightning, especially if you get a buy one, get one free BOGO at a hamburger place.
If they win their home game. It's going to be tough. I mean, especially in the last game of the series, the Penguins were really putting it on the Caps. So, obviously, they had a couple more games than the Lightning did. So, I theoretically spent more energy trying to just get past the Caps. But it's going to be a very, very, very tough.
It's going to be a tough series.
Tough series, especially with Sidney Crosby. He just needs to stay healthy for the Penguins. Obviously, if he doesn't do that well, then Lightning fans will hopefully rejoice.
Yeah, but again, look what happened last year. You know, if Bishop doesn't play well, if Bishop isn't healthy, you can throw that
keep
out.
Keep him healthy, yeah.
You know, will Stamkos be back? You know, will some of the other guys be back? You know, time will only tell. So, break coming up in about four and a half minutes, but I'm looking forward to this one. I didn't realize this. I did my 2.5 seconds of research. Mm-hmm. We are talking about one of the coolest items. We have talked about it before with Steve Savagna. So let's welcome to the program, back to the program, from Audio Technica. Steve, how are you?
I'm good, Randy. How are you?
Not too bad. Talking about another very cool item, the ATH PG1, the premier gaming headset. And I found a few things out, but we'll get to that in a minute. Update us on the ATH PG1.
Well, this is one of our gaming headsets, and this gives you that immersive sound quality and gaming-centric features. It's got a detachable microphone, and you can also use this headset with your smartphone and your media players and other portable devices as well for those that like to play games on the go.
You know, and even more than that, and that was the part that I was going to get to in a minute, I'm going to possibly use this just so that I can walk around the neighborhood and look really cool.
Well, it is a cool-looking headset, and the other thing is it's really designed for comfort because if you think about it, a lot of guys that are playing video games and are playing interactive media games are wearing these headsets for an extended period of time. So we designed it for not only superior audio quality, but something that's comfortable that you can wear for a long time and you know not complain about this headset on your head.
You know, talk about the not necessarily the sound quality, but is the quality different in a gaming headset than in something like, you know, that you're going to listen to? And you always talk about the bass drivers and all that kind of stuff on headsets that you're going to listen to music on.
Well, think about the type of games that you're playing. If you're playing some interactive media game that's got a lot of sound effects in it, you know, a lot of explosions and a lot of things of that nature, you want to almost feel some of that sound as well as hear it. So these headphones have a 44-millimeter set of drivers, and they're going to give you a very impactful low-frequency sound. But yet they're also going to give you the clarity because oftentimes in interactive media, if you're playing in a team situation, you need to be able to communicate and hear the other players that are playing in that game. So not only do you want to feel all the sound effects and feel all the explosions as you're going after those zombies, but you also want to be able to hear your fellow players on your team as far as the communication aspect.
So when you're yelling at the guy because he just shot your partner, he's going to be able to hear you top-notch with this headset.
Absolutely. And then, you know, when those zombies are coming at you with all of their weapons and things, you're going to be able to hear all those sounds and probably, you know, really be immersed in that. It's like an immersive type situation.
How long is the cord, the cable cord?
Well, you know, this thing, this headset comes with a 4-foot cable with an inline volume and mute control. You can also detach that cable and replace it with a smartphone cable. So there's some players that play with you know these interactive media games and things on their iPhones. And then finally, we give you a 6.5-foot extension cable. Oftentimes, if you're playing with a computer system, a gaming computer is usually a big box that's under the desk, under the table. So you need that longer cord to reach to that to the back of that box to plug it in. And that has the 3.5-millimeter mini plugs for the headphone and mic. And it works with any of the cables that come with that headset.
Where can people get more information on the ATH PG1?
You can find out more information about this product on our website, www.audio-technica.com. It's under headsets and gaming headsets, and it is the ATH-PG1.
Do the Cavaliers beat the Golden State Warriors in 6 or in 7?
4.
No, oh, come on. You don't really sweep. Come on.
Come on. It's got to be a sweep. I mean, they're sweeping them all.
Go big or go home.
I don't know. You know, I'm leaning towards, believe it or not, and we have a friend on Golden State, I'm leaning towards, you know, picking the Cavs, but there's no way that I'm picking them in 4.
Well, probably 5 or 6 because, you know, they want to go the championship game. They want to go as long as they can because it's lots of ad revenue for all the advertisers as well. So
more money.
But
more money
to be determined as we get closer and closer.
So, yep. You know, I'm sure we'll be able to talk a couple times, you know, before then. Where can people get information? I know that we've already said it once, but, you know, where can they purchase? Where can they pick it up? Because I'll tell you what, I've talked to a lot of people, and they will not play their games without this headset.
Well, you find information about this headset on our website at www.audio-technica.com. And these headsets are available through our online and brick-and-mortar retailers across the country.
And I heard from a little birdie that somebody told somebody high up the food chain, and I'm getting a really sweet pair of headphones.
You are getting a real sweet pair of headphones because I did tell a little bird, and the little bird tweeted back and said, I think we can handle that.
Twitter's a beautiful thing. Steve, thank you very much, and have a great weekend.
Okay, Randy, you too.
Take care. Steve Savanio, everybody. And, yes, tonight's giveaway happens at 11:59:59. The Audio Technica ATH PG1 Premier Gaming Headset. The SRP 199.95. And somebody's going to win a pair of this tonight at 11:59:59. All right, when we return, we will talk a little Buccaneers as we sat down with all of the defensive coaches yesterday at One Buck. We'll talk about that. We'll talk what's going on with the Rays. A lot of stuff, by the way. You took horse 3. I took 13. Who won the Kentucky Derby?
Well, I meant 13. But, yeah.
13. Doesn't matter what you mean. It's what you said. This is Talking Sports. He's my troubled mind. I left my body lying somewhere in the sands of time. But I watched the world flow to the dark side of the moon. I feel there's nothing I can do. This is the Tantalk Radio Network. What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, or they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has 4 convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also 2 locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg's Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Alsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So, I'm glad that Alsat was used as our liner, because I specifically have a question for you over there on the other side of the room about Dan Vitale, because he was brought in, and from what it's looking like, he might be used in sort of a wing back, full back, maybe a tight end type position. But is there potential that we could see this guy starting to be used more like an Alsat? Could we have a sort of a return to having a fullback in front of the tailback and being able to shore up that backfield?
Here's my problem, and I need Danny Alvarez on my shoulder telling me to shut up, shut up, shut up. They know what they're doing, we think.
Well, yeah.
They know what they're doing more
than... That's what they're paid to do.
They know what they're doing more than I know, you would think.
Right.
They had Javorski Lane last year.
They did, yes. Mm-hmm.
Who was that Bill? That's what he was.
Big fullback.
I don't get it. I don't, I don't know numbers. I don't know this. I don't know that. I don't think Javorski was getting that much money. But yes, to the answer to your question, I think that is a position that they do want. Did they know that they were going to get him? You know, I don't know. But yes, I see him being – the difference is, let's be honest.
Different coach.
Mike Alsat. Well, no. It was – no. Dirk was the guy who kind of let Javorski leave. Javorski could have been brought back while Dirk's the head coach. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So
okay,
Lovie's
I was
the coach last year.
More in the sense of how Lane was used last season.
Right, but if that's the position that you're thinking – the rookie being used at, Dirk Cutter could have used that on Javorski Lane, unless you're worried about the leg, you're worried about some other things. But yes, and I just wanted to go back real quick. Mike Alsat really wasn't a fullback.
And by the way, Wags, his name is Vitale.
Vitale, excuse me.
Yeah, put the E on the end.
Pardon me.
Dick's going to call
him. And I think they're going to call him a super back or something like that.
And
he's
friend.
A super back, baby. Vitale by Vitale. My name's Dick Vitale, and this is Vitale, and he's a super back.
I thought Ed was going to say something.
It was.
So the answer to your question, yes.
Okay, so let's play What If, the game you love to play so much.
Oh, yeah, I love What If.
So how do you see that affecting the offense if we start to see that usage for him? How does that affect Jameson's ability to have more time if Vitale's going to be blocking? How is that going to affect the run game for Martin having a guy like Vitale leading the way now?
Obviously, that's huge. Obviously, that's a major plus. But is it going to take away? Obviously, you're not going to have a second tight end out there now,
right,
or possibly the third receiver. So a lot comes down to positioning and calls and all that kind of stuff. I like fullbacks. I like guys like that are going to also be able to stay back and block so that your running back doesn't have to.
again, you're too young to even remember. Watching Warrick Dunn trying to block, you know, a blitzing linebacker is like watching me do manual labor.
It doesn't happen.
And it doesn't make sense.
Right.
Right? So I like it. Mm-hmm. But now it's going to change some other things. And again, with the receivers that you have, I'm okay with that. You've got one decent receiver and one old receiver.
Okay.
I think Vincent's still okay, but this is his last year, you would think.
How long has he been in?
Him and Jesus left Notre Dame in 1812. So, what? You know,
he and Jesus left Notre Dame.
At the same time.
Okay.
They played on the same team.
He is 33 years old and was drafted in 05.
All right. I was going to say he's
11
been
years?
10. Yeah, I was going to say 10.
I don't know. That seems, well, actually, for a football young? For a football player, that's actually a decent amount of time. What average is two and a half.
Yeah, two and a half.
So.
Speaking of which, I was at, I don't know why that has anything to do with speaking of which, but I was at Torta Pizza yesterday.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to ask if you wanted to go today.
And this very large man walked in.
Okay.
And a very large African-American man walked in.
Okay.
And he went up to the register and tried to order pizza, and I yelled, "Give me all your money."
So you knew exactly who it was.
It was Styles G. White.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah, that's who it was. So.
Gotcha.
He sat down. He took a slice of mine.
Styles with a G, a Z.
And, yeah, Styles G. back in town. But back to the Buccaneers. Questions that are being asked the defensive coaches and the offensive coaches right now, in a way, doesn't make sense. Well, how does Spence look? He's been in shorts.
He signed yesterday.
For 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, he's running around. He looks great. I think that was a steal, getting Spence. Mm-hmm. I really, truly do. Okay with the other second-round pick, by the way?
Absolutely.
Well, people...
Absolutely.
A lot of people said this is the worst draft in the NFL, and now some experts are coming out, not that this means anything, but other experts are coming out and saying...
It's great.
That, right, that the Bucs had one of the best drafts that there are. Games can be won or lost, not only by special teams, but by your kicking game.
And especially now that the kicking game is more important, not necessarily with field position and the kickoffs, but more so with the point after being pushed back so far, you need somebody who has a consistent strong leg, and it's not just that chip shot anymore. So I think that this will be play out as a smart move for the Bucs in the long term.
When we come back, I want to continue talking some football, but I want your opinion, Ed. I'd like your opinion. If anybody wants to tweet opinions, that's as well. You know, I welcome as well. The Las Vegas Raiders. Want your opinion. I want everybody's opinion, and then they'll give you mine. We're also changing the name of the show, by the way.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm glad I told you, right?
But producing on air.
I'll let you know that down the road. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split End Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Disney on Ice celebrates 100 years of magic. Presented by Stonyfield YoKids. More than 50 of your favorite Disney stars.
Tickets are on sale now. Playing May 12th through 15th at Amalie Arena. Visit Ticketmaster.com for details. Brought to you locally by Metro PCS.
Hey, Randy Regime. This is Wegs with Talking Sports. And if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer, Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public. West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
We'll talk about the rumored Las Vegas Raiders here in a second. A fairly big MMA weekend.
Yeah, I would agree with that statement.
Bellator 154 tonight. I believe that's on Spike TV. Davis versus King Mo. Phil Davis, former UFC fighter, as well as high school, I don't want to say roommate, high school alumni, etc., with Danny Lansana. Well, I don't know if they were in the same class,
gotcha.
But they were in the same school, the senior class together. Phil Davis and Danny Lansana, but Phil Davis tonight takes on King Mo. That's his nickname should be like the chosen one, because Scott Coker and Bellator loves King Mo.
Very much so. He can do no wrong, even if he loses.
I was going to say, when he loses, he can
still do no wrong. He has done no wrong.
Then tomorrow in Brazil.
Brazil.
Pretty good card.
Curitiba.
Is that where it is?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And that's Cyborg's home hometown.
Anderson, and Anderson, who was no longer
on
the card.
We will see one of those two.
Yeah, well, Anderson was on the card.
He was there and was pulled because he had his gallbladder removed, that whole thing.
Now, all the hosers, the keyboard warriors, calling Anderson of this and Anderson of that because he backed out.
He had an organ taken from his body.
Not good enough. Get in the cage, damn it.
We've seen plenty of people pull out of fights for less.
Yes, yes, we have. But tomorrow, and I had the opportunity to talk to Stipe. Was it Wednesday? Today's Friday.
Wednesday,
so,
yes.
So 2 days
Wednesday
ago.
Afternoon.
But could Cleveland, and first and foremost, which is the third time I've said it, so it would be third most. It's not going to be Cleveland's first championship. Everybody's like, will Stipe bring the first championship to Cleveland? Will LeBron James bring the first championship to Cleveland? Otto Graham brought a championship to Cleveland. So there has been a champion there before, but can Stipe defeat Werdum tomorrow, in your opinion?
Tough, tough fight. And just gut feeling, my knee-jerk reaction is no.
Sure.
Between Fabricio's power himself, they're both very powerful strikers, but Fabricio has more in the way of his Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
He brings a lot more. Sure.
Absolutely. So I think just that knee-jerk reaction is is no, he cannot. I think it is stopped. I think he is submitted second, maybe third round. I don't see somebody getting knocked out, even though that still is a very large possibility. But I think Fabricio will be smart enough to avoid Stipe striking as much as possible.
What turned it around for Fabricio? Because he was mediocre.
Point, yeah.
He was mediocre. He was okay. Then he went to Strikeforce, you know, and he had some wins there, and he was still okay. I remember the one fight where and I hate when Brazilians do it. It's like they just lay on their back begging you, come down, come Damian into my
Maia.
Guard. You know, Damian Maia did it a lot.
Yeah.
Instead of taking the guy down and putting him in the position, you're now on the ground begging him to come in your guard, get on top. Well, what athlete is going to come into another Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt's guard and say, okay, I'll play your game? But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, Verdum has become the man. And yes, I did pick him to beat Cain Velasquez, and people thought I was crazy. But I just don't know what the turnaround was. I mean, I understand if you're brand new in the game and a year later, all of a sudden, you're much better. He'd been in the MMA game a long, long time.
Let's see. His first pro fight was 2002. He was in Pride as well in 05, so he had plenty of experience there. Went into the UFC. He 2-2. I mean, we've seen guys do worse and stay in longer. Guys do better and get kicked out. So middle of the road there, goes to Strikeforce, has a 3-1 record. He lost his last fight actually to Overeem before he was signed back into the UFC, and he's been on fire ever since. He hasn't lost. So it could have been a confidence boost. Could be something that changed in his training.
But look
changed
who he
schools.
Beat. Look who he beat. For you to say a confident boost.
In
he's beat some decent guys. Well, you can start in Strikeforce, and then he came and he beat Cain, and you know who he beat before Cain. I'm saying he's beat some good guys.
He beat Fedor
when
he was in Strikeforce.
Right. Well, that,
so
I hate to say it this way. That's not Fedor.
Fedor was already out of his prime by 2010.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, he was
Bigfoot Silva in 2009. So a different Silva. Who's, what, 36 now?
One of my favorite tattoos, though, on any human being.
On Bigfoot?
Is Bigfoot's tattoo.
Because isn't it a Bigfoot?
It's a Bigfoot in the middle of his back. That's awesome. I mean, it's better than that, and I can't say what it's really called, on Brock Lesnar.
What, the hand grenade and the...
Yeah, if that's what you want to call it, okay.
It's a hand grenade and
sure it is.
With a brass knuckles
sure
and
it
a
is.
Sword.
Sure it is. Sure it is, okay. You call it what you want. We call it Brock out.
That's what you think. Oh, God.
That's all I'm saying.
Oh, no.
So the Bigfoot tattoo, yeah, is kind of top-notch.
Gotcha. Okay. So it could have been a just change of scenery, even. I really don't have an answer for you, but...
My job's complete, then.
Maybe it's the fact that he's not fighting very much in the United States.
He's so it's the home cooking?
I guess, because he's fought in Brazil twice, Mexico City twice, and the United States twice. And this is
Do you really think that matters, where you fight? Unless you're fighting in your hometown?
I think it's case by case.
Well, I only think it would be that case if you're fighting in your hometown, meaning you can stay at home.
Yeah,
you don't
literally.
Have to go, even though they still make you come to the hotel.
You know what's weird? He lives in L.A.
Yeah.
he's having to travel. Going home is actually travel for him. So I have no idea. Just I'm going to guess and say that it's a difference in his training. He's brought in better people for his camps, something like that, because there's no... It's kind of like a resurgence, the same resurgence that Vitor had, except with Vitor, we know that TRT had a lot to do with it when it was legal.
Isn't he on this card tomorrow?
He is. He's
will,
in
will the ambulance be standing by waiting for him? He's fighting Jacare.
I still think that I still pick Belfort in this fight.
Do you
fight.
Really?
I do. I know it's
kind
of crazy.
Not kind of.
But I have him beating Jacare. How? I don't know. Off the top of my head, I can't pick a way this fight ends. But I think that could be a really exciting fight, too.
It could be, but that's all up to Belfort. Jacare is going to come in and do his thing, and it's just a matter of how Bell. And then before we move away from MMA, Jared Bowman, who has been on the Wednesday night show, we do need to get him on the Friday show.
Will he be awake?
He has now been dubbed. He now has a nickname.
He is
Batman.
The Batman.
You know, and that's because we always send the bat signal out, and he calls in.
I liked the meme that Grossman posted on his Facebook page. It said, Batman Bowman does his best work at night.
That's very good. He's coming to town. He's going to train over at Tigers World and Team Def War.
True.
World-class fight, league fight. By the way, WCFL is next weekend.
Gotcha. Where are they?
In Tampa. They're the same, whatever that hotel is, Cypress. And I don't know how to get there. I don't know. We'll get Ralph on.
Okay.
That
would be a good guy to have on. Yes.
Yeah. We'll get him on. We should probably get him on today, but it's probably out of time. You can get him on next Friday.
Gotcha.
You're in studio.
Oh, apparently. Okay. All right. I know where I am week now.
That's why I'm not judging next week. I won't be in town.
Gotcha.
I'm going to seek out new equipment and new co-hosts.
Okay. All right.
We're doing
stuff.
We're doing a show very similar to what Dana White's doing. You know, he's out looking for new fighters. I'm out looking for new co-hosts.
Gotcha.
And so that I go to gyms all over the world looking for new talk show hosts.
There you go.
So I think probably
have a pretty decent stable of talent from which you can choose.
Yeah. Well, since the UFC's coming to Atlanta, I figured it made sense. Kentucky Derby.
Yes.
Thoughts?
Predictable. Actually,
2 and 3 was predictable too.
If I had spoke properly beforehand,
shame,
which I didn't, but on my notes, my trifecta box was actually 13, 14, 11, and 11 was fourth by a nose to number 5. So I was actually, I had pretty much picked the trifecta box there.
So you're a loser either way.
Bottom line, because 5 beat 11, then yes.
So you misspoke to make you a loser.
Right.
And then you didn't do the proper 3, so you're a loser.
Correct. Yes.
And
but
13 still paid money. How could he have been such a huge favorite?
He's a 2-to-1 favorite.
Right. And I want to say that it paid like $6.
That sounds about right. I saw that, yeah.
So I'm saying,
which is a lot for a 2-to-1, because for a $2 bet, that should be, what, I think $4. Four or five.
Well, you won $4. So if you bet $2, you won $4.
You get your two back, and then you get
$6.60.
Yeah.
So I don't know. All right. When we come back, let's talk a little Rays.
Okay.
Let's talk. I know there's a few things you need to talk about as well. But first, the brothers-in-law are back. Kevin Hart and Ice Cube reunite in Ride Along 2 with hilarious deleted scenes, a gag reel, and more. Ride Along 2 is twice as funny, twice as fun. Own it now on Blu-ray, DVD, and digital HD from Universal Pictures Home Entertainment. And when we come back, we're going to give away one again. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
What gourmet restaurant features spicy taco, buffalo blue cheese, garlic parm, caramel apple pie, and much more? Chef-inspired popcorn would be that place. That's right, chef-inspired popcorn. Located in Tampa at 7004 Hanley Road. Check them out at cipopcorn.com for more flavors, where they can work with you to come up with your very personal flavor. It's not just popcorn, it's chef-inspired.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special events staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times, and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Isn't it time you felt the luxury in your massage experience without the expensive prices? Choose to invest in a healthier state of mind with Massage Lux. Visit our North Tampa location or our West Chase location opening soon to receive your first massage for only $38. Massage Lux is known for our highly trained massage therapists who focus on your needs. Plus, Massage Lux also offers facials, skincare products, and waxing services. So what are you waiting for? Experience the luxurious lifestyle you deserve at an affordable price. For more information, visit us at massagelux.com or call 813-681-2232 to schedule your appointment today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system or the boxing or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Bert Sugar, and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
Watched the Mets the other day. You didn't see how do you say his name?
Bartolo Colon.
Bartolo Colon. See him go yak?
No.
You didn't see the home run?
No.
Oh, my God. And now Topps has come up with a new thing that they can make a card like within 24 hours and then they sell it online.
I heard about that part.
And they sold like 5,000 of them, of him hitting the home run. It's his first home run ever. And then a New York Met fan, I guess, said, if he homers this year, he'll get a tattoo. He did, and he did.
He delivered?
He delivered. Cologne's on his arm, and it's pretty crazy.
That is that's kind of weird that of all seasons to say that. You know what? Randomly. I think if Bartolo Colon hits a home run, never before, if he does it, I'll get a tattoo. Lo and behold, it happens.
You know, it's one of those.
What are the chances?
Well, it's you. You would imagine that you. All right, and I'm just saying this jokingly,
okay?
Because I will get a tattoo 2 days after I'm dead,
right?
Okay, I'll get a tattoo if Winston gets an interception. He gets an interception and returns it for a touchdown.
Gotcha. Okay, that type deal. That's as I think that has a higher chance of happening. Okay, I'm going to get a tattoo.
It's the NFC Championship game.
Uh huh.
Okay. They're playing against the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
For the right to go to the Super Bowl.
Okay.
It's a Hail Mary.
You should have said the Patriots.
Well, that wouldn't be for the rights to go to the Super Bowl.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. They're in the NFC Championship.
No, no. I'm saying this is how it could.
Because it won't happen.
That can't happen. Right. I'm saying something that wouldn't happen, but could.
But it could.
They're playing to go to the Super Bowl. Okay. A Hail Mary, and they put Jameis Winston in the end zone, along with Vincent Jackson, Mike Evans, all these guys. It gets tipped, it gets tapped, it gets flipped around, an earthquake happens, and Winston makes the catch. He makes the interception, okay? But everybody else has all suffered a concussion from the earthquake, and they all have fallen to the ground. There's still time on the clock. Winston starts to run the wrong way for a safety.
Okay.
Someone yells. He instantly turns around and goes 107 yards for a touchdown, which would be an interception return for a touchdown.
And still, theoretically.
Right. That. And then, you know me, I can't say names right when I know what name I'm saying. The long-haired hippie guy that pitches for the Mets who homered not once but twice.
Noah Syndergaard?
Was it Wednesday? I think it was Wednesday. 2 home runs.
There's something in the water up there. It's in the bullpen. The pitchers are drinking from a special cooler when they're warming up before the game.
Then I think the Let's Go Mets Go guy, you know, sets up.
Yeah.
You know, I do think that's possible.
I bet Kevin James is thrilled with that.
You know that I have that, not DVD, it's a beta of the Let's Go Mets Go.
Wow.
I have it here somewhere in the studio.
So before I was born.
Shocking. Everything that we ever talk about is before you were born. What's up with the Rays?
Pretty much. Who knows?
Are they mathematically eliminated yet?
You know what? You know, I very, very quietly, they had a 4-game streak, win streak going.
There was quietly.
Yeah, it was very quietly. I don't think anybody knew about it. And then they go to Seattle and they get swept.
Any chance that you could maybe get 10 strikeouts? I need another sandwich from Wawa.
Okay, so how about this? You get a tattoo if I get you 10 strikeouts.
That ain't happening.
Exactly, because I don't play for the Rays, so I can't get you 10 strikeouts. They might be able to get you 10 strikeouts. That's something they've been able to do on a seemingly regular basis, but they could sue for a lack of support because they have not been able to get any sort of run help.
All right, so this Twitter question, Facebook question, text message, and Instagram came 8 minutes ago. So I figure I'm going to ask you now. We were talking about the gaming systems and the Audio-Technica headset we're giving away. Since I didn't ask Steve Savanu, I'm going to ask you. Who would win in a fight? Because we do talk a lot of fighting in MMA.
We do.
Spider-Man or Captain America?
Okay, so we saw that happen already.
Did we?
Because that's...
Is Spider-Man in the movie too?
Part of Captain America Civil War.
Really?
And...
I think it's easy.
It was a tie.
How can it be a tie?
It turns out...
Spider-Man
well,
has nothing.
Everybody... He does fairly well.
What does he do?
And he...
He shoots the web into Captain America's face?
He goes heads up against Captain America. I think I'm giving a little bit too much right now. I'm going to hold myself there, but everybody has seen... If you're asking that question, you've seen the trailer at the very least, so you know Spider-Man is in the movie. You see the part where both sides of the Civil War are coming together. They're on either side, so
I just don't know how Spider-Man could win. I don't think Spider-Man has any superhuman powers.
If you watch the movie,
I don't.
You will also know that he doesn't feel that he can do anything, and he is proven wrong.
All this from a damn spider bite.
Yep.
It is absolutely shocking.
Actually, just saying, I personally think they did a very good job with Spider-Man in the movie because he is actually a teenager. It hasn't progressed in the story like it has with the other Spider-Man individual movies.
And let's be honest, Spider-Man beat Macho Man Randy Savage.
Ooh, yeah.
So if he can beat Macho Man, I guess he can beat Captain
I've got
America.
You for 3 minutes.
What's going on with the Rowdies? You know why?
The Rowdies.
Because the... Oh, okay.
So they signed Joe Cole. Big
Joe
deal.
Joe Cole?
Joe Cole.
Joe Cole's a pretty cool
Joe
guy.
Joe Cole, too. Yeah. They signed Joe Cole, who is a 3-time British Premier League champion. He has played with some of the best teams in Europe. He played with Chelsea. He played with Liverpool as well. Lots of experience. Played with Leicester City as well at one point in time.
But they didn't win the championship.
Not
them,
when man. He was there, no.
So he was the reason they didn't win.
Well, I won't go that far.
They didn't win with him. They won without him.
I won't go that far. But he brings a lot of really, really good international experience. Has played for Team England in the World Cups before, so... has a chance to be one of those, not only a playmaker on the field, but a really, really good source of knowledge and leadership in the locker room as well. So it's going to be very interesting to see how they do. And then we also will see the Rowdies in round 3, the third round of the U.S. Open Cup. They're hosting it. So at Ao Lang on June 1st, they will be hosting a tournament game, and they're either going to be facing the Indy 11 from the NPSL. That's actually the team they faced in the first game of the season, or they'll face FC Cincinnati. So be on the lookout for tickets for that June 1st game, and Joe Cole makes his debut. I believe that is tomorrow.
All right, let me ask you a question about Leicester City. Leicester City comes and wins whatever the tournament's called, a 5,000-to-1 underdog.
Yes.
Can you try to put into words, since you are a communicator?
I try to be.
What that is in realm of what we could understand. Now, the Cleveland Browns, I believe, are like 50-to-1 or 75-to-1
to win the
Super Bowl.
I think the Knicks were 400-to-1 to win the NBA championship this year.
Okay. So would it be like Alabama beating Denver?
I don't think you can say that with Alabama because Alabama is too good.
I think Alabama could
possibly
give a game to an NFL team.
Yeah.
It's still men playing boys.
Oh, wow.
How can we grasp how big Leicester City was winning a 5,000-to-1 odds?
It really is that difficult. It would be like a college team, a mediocre college team playing against and beating the Seattle Mariners when they set the record for regular season wins, something like that. Which, correct me if I'm wrong, was 116, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right.
So just playing against a team that has just so much consistent. They could not do any wrong on the field for an entire season. You put them up against a mediocre college team, and it does not happen. So I would say that's probably as close as you could get.
Okay. All right, good enough.
So, I mean, there is 12 people, I think, picked Leicester City to win.
Well, and if you're a Leicester City fan,
then that's something you would expect from them because you're a homer.
What would you put down? But what would you put down? I'm saying $5.
Maybe.
I would put $5 down.
Yeah.
Just for the sake of, I wouldn't do a stupid amount of money. I wouldn't put $100 or anything like that. But even if you put $1, if the Buccaneers were 5,000-to-1, don't you put a dollar down? Yeah.
Just in case. Just in case.
$1.
And because you're a fan.
Right.
You're not somebody who's looking at the numbers and looking at the odds and saying this matchup throughout the season, blah, blah, blah. Okay, I think that I'm going to put a dollar down because they have a shot. No, that's something you do strictly out of fandom and
the Daytona 500 next year.
Yeah.
They've just told me that I can drive in the Daytona 500.
There you go. It's like you winning the Daytona 500.
I'm 10,000-to-1.
Yeah.
I'm going to put a dollar on me.
Sure.
Because you know why? An earthquake could happen. And all of the cars could collide, and I would be able to coast with Ricky Bobby to the title.
All of the cars may end up hitting each other anyway.
Because of me.
Well, either because of you, yeah, but not necessarily because of an earthquake. You could do it. There you go.
All right.
Because they won't punish you at all. They won't
for 5,000, the next 5,000-to-1 odds. If anybody sees it, anybody finds it,
put
text me.
Down.
I will put a dollar down on it when I go to Vegas.
Gotcha.
$1. I'm going to do it kind of like the 48 hours with Eddie Murphy, and I'm going to snap it and go $1. You haven't seen that movie, I'm sure.
I have.
Have you really?
But it's been a long time.
Okay. Anything sports-wise going on other than the Golden State Warriors are unbelievable.
Yeah, they're kind of on fire.
I think Cleveland may beat them, though.
Okay, why do you say that? What's your reasoning?
My reasoning is this, and big congratulations to Stephen Curry for winning the NBA title. I know. I did it
unanimously.
Unanimous.
First time ever.
That's to me
is
shocking.
Is that a big deal?
It's shocking.
Because?
Wilt Chamberlain wasn't unanimous. Michael Jordan wasn't unanimous.
But you're going against the people of the age. You're going against the people
that
in the league right now.
I understand. But some of the greats have never. But real quick, because I know we only have about a minute or so left. I think Cleveland gave it a good series last year. Without two of the three.
Well, and that's the thing. They were injured.
Two of the three, right.
They were very.
Love is playing unbelievable.
Not much a full team.
Kyrie is playing great. LeBron is doing what he needs to do. And I'm leaning towards. I haven't done it yet. I'll do it when we get closer. I'm leaning towards picking Cleveland to win it in six.
Cleveland in six.
I'll put a dollar down on it as well.
You'll put a dollar on that, definitely.
I will put a dollar on that. All right, so anybody interested in any of the shenanigans that we did today, hit me up on Twitter. We do have some more things to give away, and we'll give away the Audio-Technica headset at 11:59 tonight. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At KO Wegs.
UFC tomorrow. Tune in.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay. WDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay. WZA.